Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
Well, it just gets more and more exciting in the case against Karen Reed. Joining me to discuss the latest developments, at least as of our recording, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. We were watching Mr. Wolf on the stand here the last handful of days, Friday into the new week, and... Well, that's the expert witness for the defense. What?
Are you sure?
What is going on here? Did they not pay their bill or something? Because it seems like we're living in a parallel universe where somehow this is supposed to help the defense after they demonstrate time and time again how even a lesser weighted arm would shatter the taillight. Pretty much precisely like the one that John O'Keefe's arm hit on the back of Karen Reed's SUV, allegedly, with a very similar shatter pattern to all of the plastic, even though it wasn't in like the 20s or 30s outside. Jennifer, what the hell are we watching here?
It's been really something, and so many people now that they've been able to see this mm-hmm. and understand that indeed, an elbow can shatter that plastic glass that was over that taillight. Mm-hmm. Indeed, it would throw a body. He even showed the pirouette that the poor trooper Paul was made fun of for his, you know, assertions. And then he shows how that would happen.
Yeah.
It's just been really eye-opening. And for an engineer to say, things like mass doesn't matter, we'll just increase the speed. You know, mm-hmm. if I want to get a different result, I'll just change another variable instead of doing it right. 40, yes. 24 miles an hour, he said, well, I'll go with 29 and change the weight of the arm. Mm-hmm. Who does that? That's an engineer or a physicist or anyone that relies on these very precise measurements.
Well, especially when they're trying to demonstrate something visually. This wasn't just on paper, what will these numbers equal? I get how that makes sense, but that's not what we're looking for here. The main thing everyone was looking for is, will this taillight shatter at X speed with X weight of arm? And they certainly proved it will over and over again, except for when they had the suspended hanging arm in the middle of the air, which I was like, why did you even attempt this one? Why would you rig this up and spend the time doing it? Because it proves absolutely nothing in the larger scheme of things. I found that to be odd. Overall, what are you thinking of the testimony of the experiments that they did? Again, yeah, like you were saying, this is a very precise thing they're looking for. They didn't seem to be all that precise in their actual testing of the dummy, although, I mean, it did show pretty much what the defense doesn't want it to show.
Yeah, no, exactly right. And Tony, one of the biggest, to me, points that was made right off the bat by Brennan on cross-examination was, now, didn't you fail your practical application part of your examination to become an accident reconstructionist? Yes, I did. You know, there are engineers and people that are very good at doing math and passing class. And, you know, we've all seen it. Mm-hmm. And then there are those that can practically apply different notions into what happens to somebody at a crash site. And not only did he fail, he made fun of it. Mm-hmm. And in other words, fun of the fact that they would be testing him on something so quote unquote elementary. And I think it made him look very pompous to the jury. And that was just off the bat. And then for him then to illustrate and for them to see, as you said, over and over again, exactly the Commonwealth's position on what happened. Obviously, chaos theory is going to never have anything be the same each time. Uh-huh. You could put John O'Keefe there and have her back into him at 24 miles an hour 100 different times, and there's going to be slight differences 100 different times. But boy, he sure did make it come alive.
Yeah, he did. Was that intentional? When you put this together, I mean, I'm just trying to get my mind wrapped around how this even made it into the courtroom. Obviously, he did his testing. They get to see it in discovery. I mean, everybody knew what was going to be coming to light that day, including the defense of Karen Reed. Why on earth would you say, yeah, let's have him show this stuff? Let's go through all this. Why wouldn't you just be like, thanks. Anyway, we'll pay your bill, but we're not going to use you. Is it just use him because you paid for him and then hope that the prosecution doesn't get their hands on him as well, or what? Because this was like the nail in the coffin, I think a lot of people feel, to Karen Reed's whole defense.
Well, there's a couple of theories, right? Number one, could they believe, and I believe this theory, that the prosecution was going to put it up anyway on rebuttal through their defense or through Welcher, their crash reconstructionist. Because remember, the Commonwealth just got all this information, all this testing, all these videos. And after they got it, their expert has been, you know, chewing it up and looking at it. And of course, we're going to see him on redirect, even though the defense, or I mean on rebuttal, even though the defense put in a motion not for the CW not to have any rebuttal on this, citing case law that didn't support their position. And of course, they're obviously the rebuttal is coming in. So I wondered if they were trying to get ahead of that. And then, do you remember this, Tony? Do you remember when he says, by the way, what's that clip that stopped right there? And he said, oh, that was just a false run. Or, you know, that was kind of a run and we decided not to include it. That really jumped out to me, Tony. In other words, you're hiding 100 calls, you're using the Signal app, and you actually did a different experiment that you're now calling a false run. But you wanted them to see this run. Imagine what the other run might have had.
Or did the false run not have anything on it? I mean, I don't know at this point, because it doesn't make any sense that you'd be running with these things if you're trying to defend Karen Reed. Can you explain to me, because I try to, you know, be out there in the Twitter sphere and understand what the hell people are thinking and saying on both sides of this. And again, it's very
tribal on both ends, even after Friday and even after here Monday, where we're seeing the continuation of the cross, where both sides are really saying, see, this proves she didn't do it. How is this showing that she didn't do it? Can you wrap your mind around that one and try to explain it to me if possible? Because I don't get how anyone's walking away from this going, oh yeah, this proves more innocence than guilt.
Well, what they're saying is, the people who are still defending Karen Reed, is they're saying, see, at the end of the day, this expert, and they always like to say hired by the FBI, which is also false. Mm-hmm. It was the Department of Justice, the attorneys. But they're saying that, and just what Wolf said at the end, yeah, I don't think they're consistent. You know, he likes to use that word consistent because it's the most general term anyone can use. What does that mean? It's not exact. Uh-huh. It's not consistent. And so they're saying, see, at the end of the day, this, you know, high dollar expert says they're not consistent. And so they're sort of forgetting the entirety of the facts and just going with one statement. See, he still says it's not consistent. Like, you're supposed to believe him out and just not believe your own eyes.
Well, what's not consistent here? I mean, obviously they had the dummy tethered. He couldn't move, so that played a big role in it, but it certainly showed an arm of even in lesser weight could destroy the taillight exactly the way it did. They did different tests at different speeds, so they're all going to have different consistencies because they all have different factors in them. What's inconsistent? I don't quite see what's inconsistent here.
Well, this is something they really keyed in on. Uh-huh. So his clothing is cut up, right? The
yeah.
real John O'Keefe has holes in his clothing, and everybody wanted to know how that would happen. Well, in the crash dummy, he also had holes in his clothing.
Yeah.
But they weren't the exact same holes.
Of course they're not going to be.
No. And Tony, this was the killer. They did everything on asphalt. He blew into a yard of grass
yeah.
and has grass stains. And they went over that. See, there was road rash on the dummy, but there wasn't road rash on John O'Keefe. I'm like, well, he flew into a yard.
Yeah.
He didn't fly into asphalt. Like, you're everything about their experience.
Mm-hmm.
Is 5'9" and of average weight. John O'Keefe is in the 95th percentile,
mm-hmm.
200 and I think they said 17 pounds or something like that. At 6'1", he's a big guy.
Yeah.
And for them to try to do experiments using not the same measurements is insane. And they even focused on, Brennan did, about the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you buy new shirts? Well, it turns out they used a medium-sized shirt that hugged that crash dummy. He wore an extra large and it had been worn many times.
Yeah.
It was a used shirt.
Yeah.
You know, so it would have wear and tear and cut differently. To me, their points that they tried to make just don't land. And just like they're not landing with you. You're like,
yeah.
Jen, I'm not buying that.
Well, it was hard to even see them clearly because they're, I mean, it was obviously was an explosion of information with the video itself. I mean, you didn't even have to listen to any of the testimony and you just see that like, okay. I mean, that's what's going to stick to those jurors' minds is that image of that crash test dummy or that mannequin, really, because it's not truly a crash test dummy. We learned this morning. And it shatters. It's there.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.